Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, and drink blue and light. Hey, everyone, thanks for joining us. We've got a jam-packed full-hour Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in the studio to kick us off, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Hope you enjoyed your bye week, sir.
Had a great time on the bye week, and I could use a break from a bye week. I'm glad the next one's not, I think, till the first week of November.
I respect any guy that says they could use a break from the bye week. Because I know what that means.
Yeah.
That voice you just heard was the third member of our on-air team. That's Ross Tucker. Don't forget, fans, you can get all of our content on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. If you don't have our app, you're not getting all of our content the best and most accessible way. And we're also on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. All right, we got a full agenda this week, gentlemen. We've got news and notes kicking us off. We got Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. That'll be our second quarter. They're your questions, his answers. It's Ask Ross. That's our quarter number three, which is brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. And quarter number four, it's our preview of the Maryland Penn State game Friday night in College Park. All right, let's get started with some news and notes, guys. It was good to see that during the past week they brought Jaywon Sider out to talk about the running backs, because despite the bye week and James incessantly answering the question, we're going to play all of our running backs over and over again, it was good to get Jaywon's thought. A couple takeaways. During camp, he did not sleep very well as he was trying to figure all of this, sort of figure it out. This was difficult because he didn't sugarcoat it to figure out how to use all of these. But I thought one of the most important things was he said, by all the measurables that they were looking for, that each one of them individually had earned a right to play. It's close and competitive, and that expect this to continue because it's still that way 3 weeks, 4 weeks later.
Yeah, so the biggest mystery to me, Andy and Ross, through the first three games is, what is the deal with Ricky Slade? Why is a runner as talented as he is, and who showed it last year, struggling so hard to get going on running plays? That's number one. And these guys, Jaywon and James and Ricky Ronnie, have to hold themselves accountable for the decisions they make in game. I thought that was a huge mistake not to have Noah Cain on the field to close out the Pitt game, and it almost bit him in the backside. So they just need to get better at in-game adjusting with these running backs. I agree that they're talented, but I think Ricky's got to be on a short leash because they can't afford to give up series if he's averaging 2 yards a carry. He needs to be better. He's obviously talented, but, I mean, there's other guys that are now almost as talented as he is in the room.
Managing it is one thing. Jaywon did say the reason Ricky Slade did not play anymore after he fumbled against Buffalo wasn't because he fumbled. It was because he had such bad body language about fumbling. And he said, you're out. And he said, you know, you're not going to lower your head and pout and act like a four-year-old. I got three other backs. Have a seat, son. I found that interesting. But also, he did not talk about any about narrowing the field or looking for a couple backs as they head into Big Ten play here. He just said, we're going to continue to go as it's going. Do you believe that, Ross?
No, I don't. I think that they'll probably still play all four, but I think they'll do a better job of utilizing the hot hand now that they're in conference play. I think if a guy's not being effective, I don't think he's going to get very many opportunities.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to have a two-man rotation or even a three. A four-man, there's really just not enough reps to go around. It makes it really, really difficult. Now, I don't feel as strongly about it as I think you guys do or the fan base does in terms of it should just be Journey Brown and Noah Cain. I don't feel that way at all. I do think, though, for Noah Cain to not go back in after the success of the long touchdown drive against Pitt, that was puzzling. For him to not get back in that game, especially as Bob mentioned last week, late in the game against Pitt when we were trying to run the clock out, when he seems pretty clearly to be the guy with the best body type and mold to be your 4-minute offense running back. I thought that was very curious.
Bad coaching decision, I thought.
You know, there's a couple different things in play here. They're also they're asking a lot of Sider to try to figure out who to put in when. We don't know how much input Ricky Ronnie and James Franklin have in that. And also, I really think, guys, with every decision that happens in college football now, I think the transfer portal looms over everything.
That's a good
point. And I think that they realize, especially through 4 games, that things can happen. I mean, I called 2 Houston Cougars football games this year on radio for Western One, at Oklahoma and against Washington State. Their starting quarterback, who had 50 touchdowns last year, 27.5 points per game, more than Kyler Murray, more than Dwayne Haskins. His name's De'Eriq King. Houston's got off to a slow start under Dana Holgorsen. He's redshirting. After 4 games into a season, he's their starting quarterback. This isn't Kelly Bryant, who got benched.
Right.
This isn't a backup. This is their starting quarterback. If I was a 5th-year senior, he and I would have words. We would he would have an issue. Especially if I was a 5th-year senior that was probably never going to play in the pros. This is my last opportunity to play football. And he says he might stay. I doubt that. I think he's probably going to Oklahoma. He's the next Oklahoma transfer quarterback, would be my guess. But my point is Penn State hasn't played their 4th game yet.
Right.
They're 3-0. So especially through the 4th and maybe the 5th game, I don't think they want to take a chance that Ricky Slade or somebody says, that's it. I'm redshirting for the rest of the season and I'm transferring out. I'm saving this year, redshirting after the season, and I'm staying here throughout. I just think college football has changed a lot.
Very valid point. Journey Brown's listed on the depth chart this week as the quote-unquote starter.
It's still an or. I don't know.
It's an or, but yeah, he's number one.
He's not.
Yeah, he's first on the list.
Alphabetical?
No, because
or is it just one or?
It's all ors.
I think it's all ors. Man, they got their boat rowing in the right direction. All the ors are in.
Yeah.
You know what, by the way, you know what's interesting? Just a point, because we do all so much recruiting stuff on this show, and rightfully so. These guys, just the upperclassmen, Ricky Slade and Journey Brown, not upperclassmen, but the non-freshmen, they could not have had different recruiting processes. Ricky Slade was like a 5-star since he was 9th or 10th grade.
Yep,
dual threat. And among the top 2 or 3 running backs in the country, Journey Brown out in Meadville, nobody even knew about him.
Right.
I mean,
track guy.
I don't even remember him having any. His offers were like Albany and maybe a MAC school when Penn State offered him. So it's just a lesson there. That they're now ord. They're now ord together, and Journey Brown might be better. So, lesson there for the recruiting stuff.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light.
There you go, Ross. Well, thank you.
Excited.
For Andy. All right, moving on with our news and notes. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're talking about Penn State football. Coach James Franklin's had a lot to say this week coming off the bye week. He did not have a Tuesday press conference during the bye week. There was a lot to take away. I read the whole thing and digested it. My number one, I want to get your thoughts, Bob. My number one takeaway was what he said about KJ Hamler. He said, this is quote, "We've got to get him more touches with the ball in his hand. I think we all see, and that doesn't have to be shots down the field. It can be short stuff as well, higher percentage things. And really with KJ, it's all about managing it all." That's a very direct quote. That sounds like marching orders to me, but that struck me as something that we need to get this guy in different ways, just not shots down the field, the football more.
Yeah, the managing quote means, though, if they're going to increase his workload, they have to decrease his practice workload.
Right.
And they have to really kind of put him on a pitch count, or else he's going to wear out. He's 175 pounds, and it's a long season. He's going to take some shots in the Big Ten. That's what the managing means. You look at what he's got, I think it's 9 combined returns, 1 rush for 16 yards, and like he's averaging 24 yards a catch on 10 catches. He should have more touches. He dropped a 3rd-down pass against Buffalo. Sean missed him for a couple of touchdowns maybe in the Pittsburgh game. But I think what really – I think James means – so if not a jet sweep, they want to throw him short passes that are almost like extended runs.
Right.
Especially with the running game struggling, maybe stretch the field horizontally, and maybe that'll create some room for some running backs. But it's just weird. 2 years ago, if you asked James Franklin about getting Saquon Barkley the ball more, his standard answer is, well, we don't look at it that way. It's whatever the defense gives us. But now he's finally come around to saying we need to get our best players the ball more often.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to ask you was there anything else he said, you know, coming off the bye week, what they had to work on, what they looked at? Anything else that struck you?
The third down defense has to be better. He was asked directly about it, and they have to get off the field on third down. When it's third and 15, you can't be giving up 18-yard completions on screens. You can't be getting called for holding or for pass interference. It almost cost them the Pittsburgh game. And he even said they've worked so hard to get in third and long, and then they give up these long plays. They said it was a big issue they worked on or tried to address during the bye week.
All right. Well, one more note thing before we get out. And I want to talk about this going forward, and we all know that Penn State's kicking game has been outstanding. Blake Gilligan was named a Campbell Trophy semifinalist for the punters, but I say that only because if you think back a year ago, the special teams as a whole, they were going a good distance to costing Penn State, and maybe even you could say cost them a game, but they were definitely hurting this team. But with Gilligan and Jordan Stout being spectacular, Penn State special teams is now probably one of the most strong units for this team on the field.
Come strong or don't come at all, AJ. Don't question it.
Well, I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking, you know what? The strongest unit on the field has been the special teams.
I would say there hasn't been much better unit. Not only nationally, but also within the team. And also don't underestimate the impact it has on James Franklin's defense, because they're never on a short field after a kickoff.
That's a good point. That's a good point as well. The one thing I would think they need to get a little bit more out of the special teams is in the return game. And that goes back to KJ Hamler, right? A little bit. And what he's got to do. All right. One more point before we get out.
You already said one more point.
Okay. Now we have 35 seconds of dead air.
We're just messing with you, dude. Just go for it.
I have my numbers. I just wanted to throw out this quote to lead into quarter number two from Sean Clifford this week, because we're going to talk about quarterbacks with you in quarter
25
two.
Seconds, Andy.
I think overall I've been seeing the field a lot better. I've been keeping my eyes up, seeing safeties and doing a lot of little things pretty well. Obviously, I can take another jump there, but I think the number one area I need to improve in would be footwork for me. Number two being accuracy in the deep ball. I thought that early on I threw the deep ball well. And now I feel a lot pressure and I feel a lot different. And I have to give guys a chance to be more explosive. That's it for quarter number one. We'll be back. Tucker's Tape, stick with us.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.